Hello, welcome to episode 2 of As the Eagle Soars. This is Sensei Whit Melton with Long Hill Martial Arts in Richardson, and I just want to talk a little bit about why we're in summer, talk about, you know, the safety of the kids. A lot of our parents have kids that are older, maybe 8, 9, 10, 11 or up, and they, you know, they stay home every once in a while. They're not quite old enough to maybe not need a full-time babysitter for, you know, an hour or 30 minutes while you run to the store or something like that. Or they're old enough that they don't need a babysitter at all. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is just some safety things, some tips that you can use. I read an article from the Albany Herald. It was, I guess, written from Irving, Texas. If you'd like to read the entire article, it is available on our Facebook, business Facebook page. I put the whole article on there. Again, it was written on June 5th, so it's pretty recent, and I just thought it was a good thing to share. So I just wanted to share a couple things. You know, as a police officer, I thought that these were some great ideas, and these even transfer over into something different. You know, such as some of the ideas of with the kids, younger kids maybe getting out of the house or just for safety reasons outside of just staying home. Some of the things that are talked about is, like, one, posting all emergency numbers in a prominent place. A good place would be like your refrigerator, the top of the TV, somewhere where they're gonna see it. It's easy to find. Nobody really has phones on the wall anymore. That used to be a good place for it, but maybe it's by the cell phone chargers or what, you know, whatever phone they would have for their safety. That's a great idea, so they can, and be specific. Make sure you have your cell phone number, a parent's cell phone number, a parent's work number, both if it's available. 911 for sure. And a trusted neighbor, family member, somebody else, an alternate number to call if they can't get hold of a parent. And also, you know, if you have a security system, the number for your monitoring company in case they call, this kid doesn't answer, they can call back if it was a mistake, something like that. Which hopefully they won't have to do and they call you, but that's just an idea there. Another idea, something else is, and this is good for all of us, whether we're kids or not, keep your doors and windows locked when you're home. And also when you're away, don't just let it, don't keep them unlocked because you're home and you feel safe. That's a recipe for disaster. Make sure that you teach your kids and even give them their individual passcode to the alarm system. So they set the alarm when they're home, you can monitor it, you know they're in their place, you know they're supposed to be, because the alarm's set. If you have cameras and the like, that's also a good thing to watch as you go. Don't hide a key outdoors. Don't buy the plastic rock, put it by your door, and like nobody ever thought of that or ever gonna do that. Look for that. It's there or on top of the door frame or something like that. You've got to establish a safe place for your child to go if they lose or forgot their key. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's a firehouse. Maybe it's a family member. Also, a great thing to do is popular is a lock on the door that is either controlled by a parent's cell phone or one the ones with a combination lock. So if they forgot their key or they can't keep a key, then they have a passcode that they can use that you know they're in, or even the ability to open the garage or something like that. I have a system similar to that I control from my phone. You know, always something to consider is advanced video surveillance system that you can come from your phone, you can reach on your phone. Especially if you're installing one, have them put in the main room and, you know, the main family room and by the doors or something like that, so you can see the kids come and go, main entrances. And also, you know, when you have your kids at home, tell them that's where you better be. I better be able to get on my phone and see you in the family room and or the kitchen, you know, whatever room you designate as a safe room when they're home to do their homework, so you can see them, make sure they're safe, make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's a great way. I actually have a police officer friend that does that for his teenage kids to make sure they're doing their homework when he's at work, and it's a great, great tool. Teach your kids how to use the alarm, teach them the emergency code, teach them what to do if they forget to put the alarm off or trigger the alarm on the back door, letting the dog out, something like that. They need to have their own passcode, for the security system, and they need to know what to do when they're called, if they're called, if the police show up, and so forth. Hopefully it never gets to that, but you just never know. Make sure your child knows, don't open the door for strangers. You know, nowadays with the front doorbell cameras, you know, they got Sky Bell, they've got, what's the others? I can't remember the famous one, which is kind of silly. But it's popular, it's inexpensive getting that, so you know who's at the door, and you can tell your kids maybe whether or not they can answer it, or tell the person to go away, take still snapshots, stuff like that. That's just a great tool to have. And your kid can then, if it's somebody strange and they keep rattling or they do something awkward, your kid can notify you. You can see what's going on. Or maybe a neighbor or, you know, your neighborhood police, something like that. Always consider installing like door windows, door sensors, window sensors, and all that. You know, burglars, people that are going to come into the house, they're going to know who, generally they don't pick it. It's not a crime of opportunity. It's a crime that they plan. They stake out, they stalk the neighborhood, they stake out the houses. Do you have dogs? Do you have pointy bushes in the windows? Are you home? What hours are you home? Are the doors usually locked or unlocked? They'll do dry runs. A lot of times they'll come through an open window, you know, stuff like that. And display your security sign out front in your yard. Don't try to hide it. People know that you need to have it. You know, they don't take a lot of credence into that, but it's something. Even if you don't have an alarm system, get your neighbors just not displaying their sign and put it out there. It helps deter. Get a dog. Have a dog. That's really good. But if they see that an alarm system is present, whether it's wired or wireless, most burglars are going to skip that house and not enter the home, so you can rest a little bit easier knowing that your kids are safe. That's just some really important things that you can do. Constantly check in with your kids via text, also phone. Have the GPS trackers on their phones, things like that. And we'll talk about more safety tips for kids. This is getting a little bit longer than I wanted, but I just wanted to give a few tips for your parents that are leaving your kids at home during the summer or even during the school year. And some of these things, make sure your kid memorizes your address. They know your address, where you live. Make sure they memorize the phone number. If they're old enough to go to school, they're old enough to know that those two things. That's super, super important. If they get lost, something like that, and they get helped by a police officer or a firefighter or just a good citizen, they're going to ask, what's your phone number? Where do you live? And if they can't tell them, then it makes it so much harder. Anyway, this is Sensei Witt logging off, and can't wait to see y'all next episode. Thanks for listening.